two from the good black man, and we're a winner. And everybody knows the two, we just keep on pushing, like your leaders tell you to. At last that blessed day has come, and I don't care where you come from, we're all moving on up, Lord have mercy, we're moving on up, moving on up, woo.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to The Political Strategist. This is your program host, Brenda K. Sanders. I'm coming on the program this afternoon. This is Saturday, March 2nd, and I am on the program. I oftentimes and have previously documented the ill effects of the U.S. military chemical attacks on this podcast, and I will continue to do so. And I will say that yesterday, March 1st, 2024, was such a day. The chemical attacks were, it was so bad that I struggled to breathe. I struggled to resist the overcome the chest pain brought on by, I believe, the presence of very, very damaging and dangerous chemicals released by U.S. military planes. Now, sometimes you can see these attacks, you can see the streaks in the air, you can see the chemical clouds, and sometimes the attacks are hidden by just a cloudy day, and I believe that's what took place yesterday. A cloudy day. It looked like a normal cloudy day. It did not rain till late in the evening, even though the white sky often evidences the presence of chemicals, and I believe released by the U.S. military. Who else would have the resources and the consistent aircraft to bring about these attacks? I often talk about them here on The Political Strategist, and yesterday was a very intense attack. There are days when the attacks are evident, but not as dangerous physically and for one's health. Let me say on this podcast too that I didn't put it on the podcast as a titled episode, but you know, recently I was traveling 2 days ago in my vehicle with my nephew, and my brakes just totally gave out, and we avoided a crash. And I don't think that was coincidental. I think that was a programmed and planned attack on my life and the life of my nephew. It never ends. I mean, because these chemicals, when I was in Michigan living in a housing unit where others were present. I posted the videos on Facebook where the residents, many of them frail, many of them older than I am, were dying every day, almost every day. An ambulance was pulling up and carrying out a body, some dead, some alive. And so now that I'm back down here in South Carolina at my residence, I mean, the fact that I've suffered through a chemical attack is yet again is still could be evidence of its lethal characteristics of these attacks. It's just not evident because there are no neighbors around me suddenly collapsing. But these attacks go on. They go on. They're not addressed by anyone except me. And so it means that we have public officials that are currently in office that are either signing on, endorsing these attacks, or are just passively looking on while these attacks are launched day by day. Today is a better day, but certainly still evidence of chemical invasions in the air. And I do these podcasts to evidence the same, to give my testimony about what I believe is transacting in the air, on the ground. Because if there are people dying on the ground, like I said, I'm in an atmosphere now where I'm in the privacy of my single residence, and I can't tell how much damage is being done to other community residents. But what we need to do, and certainly if I was in Congress, I would conduct hearings and find out why these attacks are going unaddressed, why these attacks. We are more concerned about what's going on in Ukraine and these other places than we are about what's going on in our own country, in our own backyard. How many have died? How many are going to die before this matter is brought to the forefront again? News agencies, and in fact, I'm going to be posting my recent lawsuit against the New York Times and about 13 other news agencies, CBS News, NBC News, and so forth, have failed to, they have news tip hotlines, and I have visited those hotlines and have reported the evidence of these very vicious chemical attacks on the part of our U.S. military. And those, my news tips have been ignored. My lawsuit that I filed in New York, in the state of New York, against the news agencies claiming discrimination, have been dismissed and have had no news coverage whatsoever. And I am advocating again for the reinstatement of my lawsuit against the news agencies regarding these very vicious and dangerous chemical attacks. These attacks are newsworthy. They should be reported. I am a victim. And while these news agencies continue to report about other victimizations, and I believe these victimizations are sexually oriented and sexually characterized, I believe the same for my situation. And yet, as a victim, I mean, we're in Women's Month. March 2024 is Women's History Month, Black History Month. Black women are celebrated during this month, but yet these attacks have gone unreported. Judge Laura Swain, which is a U.S. District Judge in New York, has chosen to dismiss my lawsuit. She was appointed by President Clinton. President Clinton. And she's been on the bench quite a while. But I find it disturbing that the party that claims to be the party of justice, social justice, and the party that is representing the underclass or the underrepresented class, the Democrats, are appointing and allowing city judges in the U.S. District Court to dismiss a lawsuit such as mine. How uncanny, how unbelievable. And so I'm on my podcast today to talk about it again, because the attacks are real. If you can change, if you can denote the change in my voice, the chemicals are, and the breathing mechanisms are definitely altered during these chemical attacks. I'm doing this podcast and I am launching my campaign again, once again, as including in my platform, the addressing these chemical attacks. And you have other kinds of attacks by corporate entities that I'm going to talk about in the next podcast, AT&T, that are helping to harass and launch these attacks. It's unbelievable. And so I'm here, and I have discussed it here on this platform of the political strategist to gain more recognition about what these issues are, and to give the voting electorate a view about what is happening in this country. No, I'm not an established candidate as of yet in the U.S. congressional race, but I hope to be. I hope that enough monies will be donated so that I can further discuss and address these very vicious, lethal attacks. The evidence is there. I posted it, the videos on Facebook over and over about how dangerous these attacks are. And of course, they're not doing it just for their health. They're doing it to kill and to maim and to cause suffering. And I believe the basic motive is sexual harassment. The basic motive is to silence active voices like mine in this country. I know you want to say that no such thing exists here, but it is true. And while the U.S. and our President Biden are mourning the loss of dissidents in Russia, attacking my comments and revelations here about our own government, it's unbelievable. It's Hippocratic. It's hypocrisy at its greatest. And so what I'm continuing to do is to forecast and bring to the forefront the existence of these very, very, very dangerous attacks, even from yesterday, March 1st, 2024. And I can recall another vicious attack day, and that was the date of this year, the celebration of Martin Luther King's birthday on January 15, 2024, a very grievous chemical attack day. And then here again today. And so I am establishing my candidacy for the U.S. House of Representatives is an effort to stop these attacks, to bring to focus the criminality of these attacks and the need to stop these very, very, very dangerous chemical attacks on me and others in the communities in which I have resided. So thank you for tuning in to The Political Strategist once again. Thank you. I know you note the change in my voice, if you even go back to my previous podcast. But I thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening, as always, to this podcast. Talk to you next time. And I forgot to say that on March 1st, 2024, there was an event that took place at my home. My nephew had not been here in my residence, in our residence, for almost 90 days, and I'll explain that circumstance shortly. But when he returned, the day after, he returned on the evening of February 29, 2024, and I guess the military had planned their attack to start the next day, which was March 1st, 2024. And all of yesterday and part of today, there was a very vicious chemical attack launched by our U.S. military. Now, who's that? I mean, who's that ridiculous? In other words, there was a chemical attack launched by our military, marking the return of my nephew to his house. And that was it. It was one of the most vicious attacks I have experienced. You can hear it in my voice. I continue to experience the lingering physical effects of this chemical attack. And so I wanted to explain what I believed triggered the military attacks, even though sometimes it's not much, but usually it is an event. And I don't care if it's family or outside third party males or my, you know, taking steps to do something to improve my life. Those are the things that trigger these attacks. They're designed to discourage. They're designed to punish and harass, these chemical attacks. Many of you may have felt these, the results of the effects of this attack. But I think that what happens is we are voting electric, and we need to take advantage of the power positions that we have and go to the polls on June 11th, 2024. I always advocate for voters going to the polls to administrate over your vote, to personally witness your vote. I don't leave my vote into the hands of anybody else. I take it through myself and walk it through myself to make sure that my vote counts. And so hopefully you, the voters here in the 2nd District, or if you're in the 13th Congressional District in Michigan, will power over your vote and the opportunities that you have to change what you see may be wrong with our communities. Thank you again. Talk to you next time. Sisters, you can still
stand tall. Just be thankful for what you got. Diamond in the back, sunroof top, big in the scene with a gangster lean. Diamond in the back, sunroof top, big in the scene with a gangster lean. Diamond in the back, sunroof top, big in the scene with a gangster lean. Though you may not drive a great big Cadillac, gangsta white walls, TV enters in the back. You may not have a car at all, but remember, brothers and sisters, you can still stand tall. Diamond in the back, sunroof top, digging the scene with a gangster lean. Diamond in the back, sunroof top, digging the scene with a gangster lean.
Sunroof top.